Well, good morning, everyone. Now, a few weeks back, I found myself in a hospital cafeteria grabbing a quick lunch between some appointments that I have. And there was this lady working behind the counter. Her hairnet was barely clinging to her bun. Her face was flushed. Steam from the soup pot was fogging up her glasses. And she was trying to keep the salad bar stocked, refill the hot trays, ring people up, and answer questions like, is this chicken gluten-free? And meanwhile, there was this man, a very frustrated one, was waiting for his food and muttered just loud enough for all of us to hear, somebody needs to learn how to multitask. Everything seemed to pause. She looked up, not angry, just tired, and looked at him and said, sir, I'm not a machine. That stayed with me because honestly, how many of us feel that way at times? I know I do at times. There's so many demands, there's so many needs, there's so much noise in our lives. And we try and hold everything together for our families, for our jobs, our children, our ministries and parish. And sometimes we just want to say, I'm not a machine. And into that whirlwind, today's scripture speaks something we need to hear. In our first reading, Abraham sees three strangers, divine messengers, approaching. And what does he do? He runs to meet them. He kneels. He offers some shade, water, bread, meat, the best that he has. Can we imagine the scene? The warmth of the desert air, the shade of the great oak tree, the smell of fresh bread rising, and the sound of water being poured. Abraham welcomes them, not as an interruption, but as an encounter with God. Then we jump to the gospel, and how we feel for Martha, poor Martha. We can see her running around the kitchen. We could hear the clatter of dishes, the smell of the spices sizzling in a pan. And then there's Mary, just sitting there at Jesus' feet. And Martha finally speaks out, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me with much serving? Which might sound like an awful lot like what some of us have muttered under our breaths of, hello, does anyone else see how much I'm doing here? And Jesus responds, not with disapproval, but with love. Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part. And let's be honest, though. If we're all like Mary, sitting and reflecting all day, we'd probably starve. We need Marys to cook, to clean, to prepare, and serve. But here's the problem. When we spend all of our energy doing, it's easy to forget why we're doing it and for whom. Isn't that what happens to Martha and to us? We start by trying to serve the Lord, and we end up snapping at the people who are closest to us that we love. So here's a question we all need to ask ourselves this week. When was the last time we just sat with Jesus? Not to do anything, not to read or fix a plan, but just sit with him in silence. Now here's the good news in today's gospel. We're loved not for how much we produce, but for simply being his. He sees us as we are, sweaty, distracted, overwhelmed. And he doesn't tell us to try harder. He just invites us to stop, to listen, to rest, and to be fed. And this really matters in today's world because we are constantly measured for our performance in our jobs, at school with our grades, our parenting, our neighbors, even our ministry. And Jesus steps into that pressure and says, come. sit. Let me be with you. He doesn't ask us to be perfect. He just asks us to be present as we are. In the second reading, St. Paul tells us, it is Christ in you, the hope for glory. It's not us climbing up to God, but God dwelling in us. And we may wonder, where do we find him? We find him when we stop long enough to hear his voice, when we sit at his feet, when we welcome a stranger at our table, when we come to this altar and allow him to feed us. This moment right here at this Mass is where we stop running. It's where we step out of this Martha madness of our lives and enter Mary's stillness. The altar becomes the oak tree in the first reading. The bread and wine become the feast. And we who are weary, are invited not to serve first, but to be served by him. Can we see the candlelight flickering? Can we taste the simple bread and wine? Can we feel the pew beneath us as we exhale and let ourselves rest? The guest of our home is also the host of our souls. Let's not leave the story behind in Scripture. Let's live it. So here are three invitations for all of us this week, myself included. First, let's take 5 minutes each day to sit in silence with Jesus. No agenda. No multitasking, no cell phones, no tablets, no computers. Just sit by yourselves and listen. Second, let's welcome others, our spouses, our children, our neighbors, our coworkers, complete strangers, not as interruptions, but as opportunities for encounter. And third, let's bring Mary's stillness into Martha's service. Yes, we'll continue to cook, we'll answer the phone, answer the emails, pay the bills, but we can do it with hearts rooted in Christ. God's not far away. He's not waiting for us to finish everything first. He's already here in our kitchen, in our car, in our mess. We don't have to earn his love. We simply need to make room to receive it. The Lord is saying to all of us today, you're not machines. You're my beloved children. He invites all of us, like Mary, to choose the better part. And one saint who lived this out so beautifully was St. Thérèse of Lisieux. In her quiet of her convent life, she found deep meaning not in doing great things, but in doing small things with great love. She once wrote, in the heart of the church, my mother, I will be love. Thus, I shall be everything. That's the invitation for all of us, to let love, not anxiety or busyness, guide us how we live, serve, and pray. So may we all choose the better part and let it not be taken from us. Amen.